Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Welcome everyone to Fightful. I am Jeremy Lambert, here with a name you know. That is Titus O'Neil, WWE superstar. Titus, how you doing today?
Doing awesome. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us, man. Look, I got to ask you right off the bat. You were at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game with the great Dave Bautista this past weekend. What was that like? How much fun was that attending that with Bautista?
It was a lot of fun. You know, Bautista's not really a football fan, but he helped. He kicked off the game to get the fans fired up. I had done it week one versus Chicago Bears, and obviously he was gone filming a movie, but now that he's back in town, we'll get a chance to spend a lot more time together. It's very well documented, and especially shouted out on numerous occasions. You know, he's one of my best friends. He helped me get into the industry of professional wrestling, or at least helped me think about getting into the industry of professional wrestling. And we're family. You know, he's an uncle to my kids, a brother to me, and being able to get, you know, 65,000 fans fired up before the game at Raymond James Stadium obviously was a treat.
I just say I love your friendship with Bautista, and you talking about how he's a family to you and everything. I've listened to a lot of your interviews, and you're always putting him over. He's always putting you over. It's so great to see that bond in the wrestling industry, where, you know, a lot of stuff can happen to, but for you guys to have that kind of bond, it's so great to always hear about and to see. So I just really appreciate that when I hear you guys talk about each other in interviews. All right, I have to ask you this now: if the Buccaneers called and they said, "Hey, We need five downs, maybe four downs from you. Could you give me four downs?"
I could give them to them. They wouldn't be four good downs. I have zero desire. People ask me all the time. I'm standing on football fields all over the country. You know, I got friends that coach everywhere, and my kids play. They always say, "Man, you miss it?" And I'm like, "Absolutely not." Like, I do not miss putting on a shoulder pads and helmets every single day, sometimes two times a day. and running in the hot heat and getting yelled at all. I enjoy the game. I enjoy what the game provided to me. Obviously, I have a lot of friends and even mentees that are in the sport, guys that coach, you know, that are friends. I was going to coach, you know, like before getting into WWE, I was going to go back to Florida and coach. John Laurinaitis kind of sped up the process for me to sign because I was literally on my way to go join the coaching staff at the University of Florida. And it's hot out there, man. And it's a grueling sport that I don't think people give these guys much credit for. Yeah, in the off season they're working, during the season they're working, and you got a lot of people that make a lot of opinions, a lot of comments that have never played organized sports their entire life, critiquing you and what you should be and what you should not be doing. That in itself is a mental health disaster if you allow it to be. But I always tell all the players, like, if they don't know you personally, don't take it personal. And so, do I have four downs in me? Yes. Will they be four good downs? Probably not.
What hurts more? Because I've heard football players describe, you know, running into each other.
I think they both equally hurt the same. You know, the same people that talk about getting running into each other. I mean, we run into each other all the time, but you got to catch guys off the top rope or getting thrown through a table, falling off of a ladder or hit with a chair. None of that stuff is painless. You know what I mean? And so I always tell folks, for me, and I think any football player that's transitioned into professional wrestling, this is the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. Because in football, there's an off season, there's a home and an away, and you only have one game a week for 16 to 18 weeks. In wrestling, it's 52 weeks a year, all over the globe, 3 or 4 nights a week. And you could have a elimination chamber match where you're getting thrown into steel and steel chairs and you know, steel cages and et cetera. And then you got to bounce right back up the next night and be on live TV and wrestle again. You know, that's not easy at all. And I think a lot of folks, they look at what we do on Fridays or Mondays or Tuesdays with NXT, and they look at it as just pure entertainment, which is supposed to be, but they don't realize the other things that go along with it. You know, the getting up in the morning for media calls, you know, and on our off days, having to travel to do various events. Traveling in itself beats you up. Doing an event, you know, in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday night, then traveling over to Green Bay the next day to another show, and then for getting on a plane and going to Denver, Colorado to do Monday Night Raw. That's not for the week, you know what I mean? And those drives in between are minimum 3 hours most of the time. And so you're having a show full day, you worked out in the morning, you get out of the show 10 or 11 o'clock at night, get on the road, go to the next town, get up the next morning, do it again. Did that for years. But there have been a lot of benefits to it as well, as any WWE superstar will tell you. You're living out literally a dream. You travel all over the world, and you see things in people, and you meet people that you probably wouldn't have met just in one isolated sport. And let's face it, most football players want to be WWE superstars as well. I mean, they walk around with championship titles. You know, they mimic our catchphrases. They do all kinds of different things. So we have a great respect for all athletes. That's the reason why our NIL program is the way that it is now. Our recruiting process is the way that it is now. We're going after high-level college athletes at a young age to give them an opportunity to get into the business. We understand that having people like the Cavender Twins sign with WWE is big for us. We understand that having, you know, figures like Logan Paul and Bad Bunny do wonders for the business of sports entertainment. And so we as a company have continued to kind of evolve in that direction, where we want to try to give as many athletes the opportunity, as well as still pick here and there from various promotions. As you see, we got Jay Cargill now, who I'm super excited about, and know the WWE Universe is super excited about, and can't wait to see what she does here with our platform with the WWE.
One of the last times we saw you in the ring was not in a wrestling capacity, but you addressed the crowd to open an episode of Monday Night Raw, and then we didn't see you for a little while after that. What was the plan with that, and was there a plan to follow up on anything there?
Not sure. I'm not, you know, I think it was a good moment to make a moment. And, you know, in this business, it's about moments. Some moments are more, long lived than others. I mean, obviously my world slide, from the greatest Royal Rumble, is a moment that will last in the long standing history of Royal Rumbles, be replayed on a consistent basis. But I think at that point or that night, that was something that I'm almost confident that Vince wanted to convey to people that, hey, this is a safe space. This is a place where all people are welcome, and that we go out to entertain people, not Republicans, not Democrats, not Muslims, not Christians, not we.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We entertain everybody. And, you know, for so much of the mentality of some people when they think that, you know, wrestling's barbaric, and that we're a bunch of crazy people running around and fake fighting, we're human beings that all, you know, believe that we have an opportunity to help change people's lives through, obviously, through what we do inside of the ring, but more importantly, what we do outside of the ring. And so when we can take things and parts of our character who are truly our character, which on that particular night at Monday Night Raw, I do that all the time. I speak at various events in colleges and universities, business, you know, meetings, et cetera. all the time, and my message is very consistent. Love and respect everybody you come in contact with. You might not agree with them, you might not like them, but you love them and you respect them. Don't use the word can't around me. I was told my entire life what I can't do, what I won't do, and it's all been proven to be a lie. And also, I'm a believer in God, and God, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ, and I can't tell people that I believe in God and not live on the principles of, and the morals of what that book says. And then the last thing, be your best. And your best might be 30% one day or 80% the next day. But as long as it's your best, you or anyone else can never be disappointed. It's when we don't give our best that we can look at ourselves and know that we have not. We could have studied harder for that test. We could have worked harder to be in shape for that competition. We could have, did our assignment to the best of a better part of our abilities instead of kind of meandering through it. And the results show that. And so I want to be at the forefront of positivity and dignity every chance that I get. And that night, particular night, I was graced with that opportunity, and while some may feel a certain way about it, I felt very good about it, and I know that a lot of people did, because what I said, I meant it, and I believe it, and I know it to be true.
One moment where you did show your personality was this past year at WrestleMania doing commentary. A lot of high marks from that. Very entertaining. Your passion really came through. What was that experience like, and has there been any talks of you getting back behind the commentary desk?
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it a lot. As I said, WrestleMania this year, for me, it is something that I do desire to do, but I also understand that it's something that I would need a lot of work at doing, because there are a lot of things that go on in commentary, and being able to be really successful at it. I don't want to do anything that I'm not going to be successful and contribute to the product. And I know that at the appropriate time, at any time, I can do commentary. I can do whatever I'm needed that's needed of me to do. And I think they know that too. And so that's the we've talked about and thrown about certain things around. But at the end of the day, it's all about timing and what fits at the right time. And trust me, when it's the right time, whatever. I'm graced with, or the opportunity that I'm graced with, I'm going to kill it and have a lot of fun with it. And as I have done in the past.
You're currently working with Johnsonville. Tell me about your work that you're doing with them and the Sausages.
Yeah. Well, Johnsonville, I had opportunity to play in the Johnsonville Cornhole Challenge at the weekend of South Carolina versus Florida. Big SEC matchup. Got a chance to go against Zaya Cook and the great Don Staley, head women's basketball coach. And I was partnered up with my former teammate, Javon Kearse, University of Florida teammate, in a cornhole charity challenge that, which while we came up short, I always like to say nobody really lost when money's on the line to give to charity. And so $10,000 was donated on behalf of Johnsonville to their respective charities to help them continue doing the great work they're doing with their respective foundations. And while we came up short in the cornhole challenge, we did not come up short on the football field later that afternoon. So we all won. And most importantly, what the platform that Johnsonville gave us to be able to help support our respective organizations and give back to our communities. Very thankful for them. Looking forward to doing more with Johnsonville. Great company. Obviously, great product. If you saw any of my Instagram videos prior to and even after, I definitely indulged in probably in some cases a little bit too much in the Johnsonville product. But I'm very happy that we were able to partner with them, with Don Staley and Zaya Cook. Like I said, getting $10,000 from Johnsonville and being able to continue to do the great work that they're doing in their respective communities.
What's your favorite Johnsonville product, favorite type of meat?
Their bratwurst, obviously, easy for me. But they sent me a cheddar sausage.
Ooh.
And if I, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, I grew up eating a lot of hot dogs and a lot of bologna and a lot of grilled cheese sandwiches. And I was able to combine my two loves I got me a potato bun, toasted it a little bit, put the sausage in there, put some hot mustard in there, some hot honey in there. I'm giving you way too much information because I'm getting hungry and myself thinking about it. But clearly, being able to put some bratwurst on the grill and crisp up a good potato roll would be good for me. I actually got some potato rolls over here. I don't have any bratwurst, but I'm gonna go get some probably for lunch because I'm a big fan of their product. More importantly, I'm a fan of what they do also too in the community. Very reputable company. And I think that all companies, much like us in WWE, should leave a lasting legacy everywhere they go. They are the official sausage of the SEC. In the South, you know, we love our sausages. We love our tailgating. And they get a chance to be a part of what I think is the best conference in all of sports, the SEC. Obviously, I played in it, so I'm going to be very biased. But I'm very, very fortunate that we had the opportunity to partner with them, and I'm looking forward to doing more.
My last one for you, Titus. I thank you for your time this morning. WWE calls, they said, we're putting back together Titus Worldwide. I mean, three people who are part of the new Titus Worldwide.
Three people that are part of the new Titus Worldwide. Chad Gable has his own thing going on with the Alpha Academy, but I would definitely bring Tozawa back. You know, that dude is so, so, so entertaining, like ridiculously entertaining. If I had to get a female superstar, I'd like to get Jade, you know, as part of the Titus Worldwide. And then one other male, probably Carmelo Hayes from NXT. I really, really like him. I think he's going to be a big star in our business and great personality. I'd probably throw Trick Williams in there too, just because even though he went to South Carolina, you know, and Gators in South Carolina, see, I'm bringing it all back together. This is, you know, I can prove on national TV that Gators and Gamecocks can actually work together in a non-competitive way, as well as put out a good product, similar to what Johnsonville would allow us to do a couple of weeks ago in South Carolina.
That's what I was going to say. I know Trick played in the SEC over in South Carolina. I was like, is that going to work? But you did bring it back. I appreciate that. Titus, thank you again so much for your time. Let everybody know where they can find you at and anything you want to get out there.
You can go out there. You can find me on at Titus O'Neil, WWE on Twitter, on Instagram. If you want to see any of the highlights from, you know, my unfortunate loss to Zaya Cook and Dawn Staley at the Johnsonville Cornhole Charity Challenge, you can look at my Instagram pages. You'll see stuff all over it. You can look at their Instagram pages. Of course, they want to brag, you know, that they beat. So the Gators, more importantly, they want to say that they beat a WWE superstar, even though we did not have a wrestling match. So hats off again to Dawn Staley, Zaya Cook, and we look forward to seeing you guys again in the very near future.
Thank you so much, Titus. Everyone, go support Titus. Go support Johnsonville. All the links are below. And guys, we'll see you next time here on Fightful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.